everyone, and welcome to episode 283 of the 8-Bit Geek. It's a show that will leave you with more questions than answers. And if you're new around here, welcome to what most critics named the podcast to most likely not succeed in 2017. Well, it's 2018 and we're still here, bitch. I'm Jeremy. With me are two men whose guidance counselors told them to quit before they had kids.
Quit what?
Quit what?
Life.
Quit trying. Damn.
that's not a very good guidance counselor.
What is this? Yeah. 13 Reasons Why?
Listen, I wasn't your guidance counselor. Well, this is just the info you guys gave me prior to starting.
And 13 Reasons Why did the guidance counselor tell that chick to commit suicide?
Cliff, I mean, he saw the signs and he didn't stop her, dude.
You won't believe number five.
Oh no. No, don't watch that show. It's bad.
Click here.
I mean, it's good, but it's bad.
What?
I'm Kevin. Hi.
Wait, is this a real show that you're doing? That
yeah, 13 Reasons Why on Netflix?
I've never seen this. What is it about?
Suicide?
Yes, this girl that commits suicide and like leaves like tapes and like I think blames everybody in the school for her committing suicide.
Each episode was a reason, and every reason was about a different student, but they all kind of tie in together.
I don't like it. I don't want to watch it.
If you're a parent, it's probably super hard to watch. If you're a person who's had a shitty high school experience, there's probably stuff you're going to relate to in there. But man, it's hard to watch. It is really fucking hard. And then sometimes just not good at all. But most of the time, man, it's just hard to watch. Mm. Oh, no. The bit wars have begun again, by the way. Godzooks and Random Hero are going at it. So I'm sure King Rex is going to wake up every once in a while and jump in.
He's waiting for to hit the thousands. He comes in at the last minute.
The Preacher Man, subscribe to Twitch Prime.
Thank you,
Preacher Man.
I can come back in now with it, guys.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the back world. Wow. Don't
sounds like a really shitty pickup trying to start.
It's gonna be a long night because now you gotta do that for Menacing Alpha too.
Boom.
Oh boy.
You can see here? That's a pickup truck.
Yeah, he's doing makeup shit. Lucy.
If you guys like what you're hearing so far and want more pickup sounds.
Oh no.
You can go ahead and subscribe to us. You know, the first place that we tell you to subscribe to us to is Audio Boom, and you know, there's a reason why. It's because they pay our bills over here for the bandwidth. In order for our voices to reach your ears, they take care of that charge, and so we always want to give them a little bit of a plug. So if you want to, you can use Audio Boom and listen to us there. Or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can also find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night we record the show live for you. You can interact with the chat room that's going crazy right now. They're just throwing bits at us like we were on a stage taking our shirts off. Making it rain bits, which is awesome. If you can't make it to a live show and you tune in and you're like, man, I want to get connected. How can I get connected with these guys? I wish that Jeremy told me at least once a week how the fuck I can get connected with them. Well, here we go. You can hop onto Discord. It's a wonderful chat app that will track your gaming and you can have fun with people in chat rooms. You can meet new people. You can discover friends if you don't have any. Those are people who are usually by your side and, you know, like, want to talk to you and hang out, you can find those. We've even had people try to hook up and become soulmates, but it failed every time so far. I don't know what's up with that.
Sorry, Carl.
But you can hop on over there, check us out, meet some new people, say hi to us, and have some fun, okay? There's a lot of people, a lot of fun. We are doing some events this week. We've got WoW Wednesdays happening, so you can play some WoW with everybody if that's what you're into. What else are we doing this week? I thought that, we got Rocket League. We're doing Rocket League on Thursday, and then we're doing Rainbow Six Siege on Friday. Rocket League is doing a Rocket Pass coming out Wednesday, and so people are getting excited about that. And then Rainbow Six Siege has a huge update that they're doing, so we're going to jump into that as well. So
nice.
Yeah, you can play with us. Play with us all weekend long. We have some... We have some shows. Oh, boy. We have some shows for you that you can also check out. If you're into this one, you're most likely going to be into these other ones. We have 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives, and we have Brainberry Tarts. There's some rumblings around that Garbage Day is going to come back. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll wait to see. So I won't.
I would hope you would, because you're one of the hosts.
I would not be involved.
Yeah.
I would
okay.
not be involved. So we'll see what happens with that. But if you like wrestling, if you like wrestling, you can check out Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. If you want to hear some love advice, some life advice, and a geeky perspective, a woman's geeky perspective, in the world of geekery, Brainberry Tarts is for you. And if you'd like to go on an adventure within the Star Wars universe, and following some D&D rules, very light rules, then you could check out 8-Bit Saga. It's a lot of fun. Let's see. What else do we got here before we get into misconnections? Oh, yes. We must talk about that dinero, that cash flow. How do we survive in 2018? Well, it's simple. It's you guys, all the fans, who've decided that we are worth something to you. You can hit us up on Patreon. You can support us. All the money that you do support us with goes right back into the show, right back into the network. We were able to help Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives go up to Chicago and do the all-in event. It was StarCast.
That was mostly the fans, really. I mean, the fans were the ones.
Shut up. Man. We did stuff. We did. We made you stickers.
Those stickers were so cool. And yeah, we're almost done.
Being there.
Yeah, it really was. They didn't want to see our faces. Trust me.
It does go, the money does go a long ways, and it does help out. And so, and that's all from all the fans from doing Patreon. And so we thank you for that. For as little as $5 a month, you can help us out, and we'll give you some extra content. Okay. So do that. Do that today. Do that now. And if you wanted to give more, we will take it.
Yes.
Kevin will do some stuff for you on the side.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Let's get into Misconnections, where every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we do ad lib a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Misconnections with the three motherfuckers that you love to hate. Sorry, guys. I'm just testing out a new jingle.
I don't like it.
Hi, Sean.
What's up, fellas?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Hi, Sean. Hi, buddy.
Hi. Y'all are being really weird and quiet tonight. What's happening?
I'm not trying to be.
My throat is rough.
Yeah, I bet it is. Naughty boy.
Oh, Sean. Well, we were both at All In this weekend, Sean.
We were both All In this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was at the wrestling event.
I was just All In. Someone.
Who?
Oh my.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't have their name.
Okay. Well, what we got for us this weekend?
This week I have for you it looks like I'm trying to find a roommate for my apartment in Toronto.
Oh, did you move up to Canada?
Only for a little while, because I hear there's no extradition in Canada. I haven't checked if that's true or not, but that's what I hear.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, what'd you do?
I can't speak about it without my lawyer. His name is Donnie Wahlberg. I hear you. He told me he was a lawyer, so.
All right. Well, he may have played one on TV.
Yeah. Sure.
You guys watch Blue Bloods? That's the show he's on. I think he plays a detective.
No.
Oh, shit. Maybe he did say detective. Anywho's. Oh, I just popped up as a follow over on Twitch.
You did?
Someone followed, and I...
Yeah, iWenzel54 has followed. Yeah.
It was weird hearing my voice come from someone else. From somewhere else. So, anywho's, my listing is titled, Just Don't Be a Nut Job. Lol. Downtown. Hey! Looking to share my quaint apartment in downtown Toronto. You must be at least 18 to 24 and cute. In return, you will have free food. Make your own grocery list and I'll buy. Nice. Free cable internet, etc. Nice.
Okay.
I also like to have friends over from time to time, so you must be 420 friendly. 420 blaze it. Y'all know what's up.
Bam, 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 bam.
I am looking for sex one time a week in exchange for the above.
Oh, there it is.
Well, I think this is pretty reasonable so far. I can assure you the perks of being with me stretch beyond my brief description, aka random trips. Oh, God, I'm back again. Thanks, Blue Duck, for the follow.
Blue Duck, Gold Duck. Thanks, man. Yeah.
It's so weird. I keep popping up over in the stream.
It's just, it's your night.
So some of the perks include random trips, special events, etc. that you can attend at will or not, totally up to you.
Or against your will?
No.
Oh, okay.
Same with the sex at your terms, when you want. If this sounds like an arrangement that could work for you, send me an email with a pic, and we'll go from there. I'm only 21, white, and fit.
Huh.
I will be attending University of Toronto in September, so like right now, so you'll basically have the pad yourself during the week. Lol, let me know. Yours truly, Sean Penn is totally not a sex offender from the United States.
Oh, no.
I mean,
21, huh?
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. Hello, boys.
Oh, hey, what's up, Olga?
I am doing things to myself thinking of you.
No.
Lifting weights, thinking of my boys.
No, all right. I guess that's all right.
Lifting weights into my vagina. Gadzooks
has entered the bit war again.
Vagina weights, that is. You know, down into my no-no zone.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, let me tell you a story about the breasts. Okay?
What?
I am a male for four... Nope.
Female. I'm sorry?
I am female looking for male. I am 22. Are you the boy that touched my breasts on the E-train this morning? I am me. Strudel nuggets on AOL. I want your cock.
What?
Jesus.
Why strudel nuggets? What does that even mean?
This is sex position you know nothing about in Russia.
Oh my God.
You would not understand.
There's no strudel in Russia.
Strudel is body part and done with little icing on top of nipple.
Oh no.
You would not understand, bald man.
Bald? You know my name, Olga.
Doug, on the other hand, he's strong. He takes...
He take
nuggets and make good strudel.
Yeah, this bit war is over.
Hello. Yeah, sorry, Gadzooks just came up with 9,135 bits, bringing their total up to 10,297. King Grexon, second place now with only 1,000. 163.
I mean, Gadzook's like nuked the bit more.
Yeah, Rex just came up with another 3,000, bringing his total to 5. Oh. Still in second place, though. Still 5,000 bits behind.
God.
I like how the last 2 weeks our show has become a bit commentary.
Yeah, I feel really bad for the people on Spotify. They're like, I don't give a fuck about your bits.
Like, get to the fucking news already.
Sorry. Yeah. I would love to.
Yo, somebody say news?
Hello. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back. You know, because there's a lot of kind of news out there, you know, fucking fake news that I'm seeing out there. And it's just making me mad. You know, I have no platform anymore, you know, since the damn liberals took away my voice. That's why I sound like shit right now, actually. So, you know, I strolled up on down to goddamn the top hat of fucking of the North America. I went to Vancouver and I just need someone to fight.
Oh,
now this is, I say it's dated back in 2011. You know, I got in a lot of 2011, you know, I was just an angry man. I'm real happy now. Though,
I don't know
so,
how many times I have to tell you, Alex, that dates don't matter here. You don't need to read them off.
You know what? if you forget the dates, you're not going to remember them. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what I'm looking for is someone who is really muscular, looks mean like me, and is willing to let me beat him up. The thing is, I really want to impress this girl I like, you know, and she likes me, but I just really want to impress her. I want to show the fucking machismo off, you know what I'm saying? So I know, like, she likes watching that UFC. So I think if she sees me beating up a muscular, mean-looking guy twice my size, then she'll be mine. Now, please send your full body pictures so I can select based on your body composition. I want to see what kind of protein shakes you drink and all of this in the photo and put a mean look on your face. Just look real angry at that fucking camera. Like, I'm looking at you. My throat's really going. I'd like it if you were like 25 years old or the same age as me, you know, when I was 25, of course. You're not 25. And at least 220 pounds or more. Hey, don't laugh. This is real.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Wait till they bang down your door and take your fucking guns. Yeah. Yeah. Got two of them on me. You can't take them off. Compensation varies on how much damage you let me do to you. Now, for example, a punch to the nose 3 times would be worth $50. Jesus. 5 punches to the head, sweep the legs, and break your arm will be worth $350. If you need to make some money, and that's Canadian dollars, so that's like $200 American. Now, if you have any ideas yourself on how you would like me to beat you up, just let me know. Hey, thanks for your time. Give me another show. Yours truly, Alex Jones.
Well, the good news is, if you got your ass like kicked by Alex Jones in Canada and he did break your arm, you know, healthcare is more or less free. So,
I mean,
and you'd probably get him deported that way, so you'd never have to see him again.
Yeah. So
back to America.
Someone take him up on this.
What'd you do? What would be your target to let someone beat you up?
I wouldn't. I don't want to get beat up.
Yeah.
Well, nobody wants to get beat up, but if somebody was offering you money.
No.
Well, that $350 to break my arm.
No.
Yeah, because like, it's going to cost me way more than that to get it fixed.
All right. What about kick you in the balls and maybe a punch and maybe a gut punch?
Still none.
You wouldn't take $100?
No, I'm good.
I would say $20,000. Kick me in the dick.
What?
Jesus Christ.
God. Eventually, my dick will heal, but that my student
you
loans
don't
paid
know
off.
That.
Menacing said $10.
$10.
Rex says you can punch me square in the face for $100.
People are, you know, it says that him. It says that on the sign to Wisconsin when you enter. It says, "Welcome to Wisconsin. You can punch me square in the face for $100." It's been there since the 80s.
So he just lives by that then.
Yeah. He's just quoting the state motto.
Yeah. Please, someone make a Photoshop of that. I would love that.
With Rex's face on it. Hey, is that like, was that back in the 80s? Was that how much a ticket to the Packers game was? And so they were like, $100 just to get me into a game.
Oh, man, you had to pay to go to Packers games?
You still have to pay to go to Packers games?
Yeah, really?
I think so, right?
So. Punch you square in the face for a Pabst. Oh, come on. You bring your value up there, Rex. Come on.
Let's talk some box office. For the third week in a row, Crazy Rich Asians has come into first place, and it is now over $100 million. I went to go see the movie.
Nice. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. It was really good. It was a great little rom-com.
So, nice. Okay.
Yeah. It was good shit. And so, and The Meg came in second place with $13 million for a total of $123 million.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. It is just keeps going, man. And not much else going on in the movies. We could just move on to.
We saw Debbie and I saw Operation Finale today. That was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of a. It's based on a true story. Basically, a team of secret agents, from Israel, set out to. This is right after World War II when they were tracking down Nazi officers and everything and trying them.
Oh yeah, this is the one with Oscar Isaac and Ben Kingsley.
Yes. So it's a team of secret agents set up to track down the Nazi officer who masterminded the Holocaust. Basically, it was the director of like how to kill the Jews. So, and this is based on a real story. They found him in Argentina and they did all this recon and everything like that. It was really cool. I liked it. Yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
That's cool. I'm going to have to check that out. Sign me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it.
You should have called
me. I watched Tag last night.
Nice. Ooh, that was a fun movie.
Yeah, I was looking at like the IMDb reviews for it, and it was pretty low, but like, how? It's funny, like it's,
and it didn't use just gross humor to make you laugh.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely parts where there's some like really fucked up things that happen. Yeah, that are really true. Funny, like sending some jackassy like moments. But what I liked was how it like the tone shifted constantly, like. Like when you first see Jerry or the guy that they're going after to catch and you actually see him for the first time, it goes like almost Sherlock Holmesy, like, you know, like in his head, like, you know, whatever, like
sweep the leg,
Chili's coming from behind. Yeah, he's running it, you know, whatever. It's like, he thinks he's caught me off guard. He hasn't. Swing to the right, you know, whatever. And he's like narrating what he's doing while he's kicking their ass. And then there's a part where they're out in the woods. And it goes to a horror film. Like, yeah. All of a sudden, it's like all bright and stuff because they're having fun. And then all of a sudden, like, poof, everything gets really dark and like that blue tone. Suddenly, there's like fog on the ground. And like
people tied up.
Shit. Yeah. It's like a horror film. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
And then nice. at the end, like in the hospital, like you're like, holy shit, you get the feels. And then all of a sudden, it just turns into a giant thing of tag again.
Yeah, in the hospital. You got to imagine the hospital workers are like, stop running. Stop fucking running in the hospital.
It was really good shit. It was. You should see it, Kev.
Good. Okay. Is it still in theaters or is it out?
It's out. It's out now.
Yeah, okay, it's cool. On DVD. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of things being out, the DC Universe streaming service has been outed, and it's gonna premiere in September, September 15th, which is Batman Day, and that'll be fun. I believe that they released the pricing for it as well. What was it? It's gonna cost you. Well, fuck, I don't know. It's unlimited access for $74.99 a year, which is less than $5 a month, it looks like. So,
yeah, I mean,
it's got some exclusives. I mean, they're showing off a whole bunch of shows that are going to be on there. And then also, who's got a show on there? Kevin Smith is hosting DC Daily, they've announced.
Yeah.
They're really trying to put together a pretty good package. I just don't know if people are going to buy into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's $75 for the first year, but they also give you free 3 months with that. So it's 15 months for $75. So that's why it's like $5 a month, which, yeah, it's not terrible. But like in this day and age, I'll wait. Like if Titans proves to be worth it, but like, it doesn't look like it.
No, it just DC's offerings for movies and have been so lackluster that I just don't trust it yet. I want to see. I mean, yeah, they have Greg, who is it, Berlanti, who's producing all these TV shows, so it could be okay. Could be pretty good.
What's Berlanti doing over on their service? I mean, I know he did like Arrow and Flash.
He's
and all those.
He's producing and he's the showrunner for all the TV shows that they're producing over there.
I didn't know he's involved in Titans because I know he's also. What else is
maybe it's not
in?
Titans. Maybe it's the other ones. Let me look. Greg.
I think he's got, I think he's, isn't he involved in like Archie also? And then, or Riverdale. And isn't he also involved in the Sabrina show coming out too? Isn't that all done under Broanti Productions? Fuck,
it could be, man. He's been that's working Netflix. On so much. let's see. Damn, he signed a 6-year renewal
for
$300 million in order to stay at Warner Brothers through 2024.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Holy yeah. fuck.
Can you imagine Arrow going on that long? Like, I love Stephen Amell, but like, man, that show has got to be coming to an end soon, right?
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
I
really
say that, but you know
steam.
It's not going to.
I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Here we go. Doom Patrol. He's overseeing Doom Patrol. So that's the mentioned here.
Okay.
Blue Duck, sorry, in the chat says, let the balloon do a misconnection. Everyone's very fascinated by your balloon dancing around in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
yeah,
was like, your balloon's going to kill you. let's see. All right, what else we got? Okay, so you guys know, maybe you haven't heard, but this MoviePass thing is dying, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about it in the past.
What? Wait, what?
MoviePass? Have you heard of it?
Yeah, oh, that thing's gonna last forever.
Yeah, what's yeah, wrong yeah. with it?
Well, I mean, it's a service that's dying now. But there is an alternative that's come up.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, so tell Netflix. Me more.
It's Netflix. It's called Cinema, and you can try it now for the cheapest subscription plan is $9.99.
Oh. Okay.
A month. So they have all these subscription plans and family plans now, right? And so Cinema works. It's actually
it looks like it says Cinemia. Cinemia. It's Cinemia.
Yeah, but it's Cin E. Oh yeah, Cinemia. I do see that. Yeah.
Cinemia. So cinnamon twist. Cinemia.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is launching. Who already launched? The difference between this and MoviePass is this one you can actually use at any cinema, any 3D or IMAX screenings, and you can actually use it to purchase reserve seating as well at any cinema.
Nice.
So this one is coming out. You could check it out if you liked MoviePass and you're moving away from it. This one looks like it's a winner for now. So we'll see what happens. Speaking of some more streaming services, Nickelodeon is just throwing their hat into the ring. For $6 a month, you can stream all of your favorite 90s Nickelodeon classics.
Ooh, how about that's that? Tempting.
Yeah, over on VRV, which VRV recently after, what was it called? CISO went under. They picked up a lot of the CISO TV shows such as Harmon Quest and My Brother and Me. And those are available over on VRV as well. Nice. So if like rewatching such classics as Doug, Clarissa Explains It All, Kenan and Kel, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Salute Your Shorts, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'm sorry?
Are you afraid of the dark? Yeah.
That's weird.
That was me, reading ahead and like words mixing. Rocco's Mono. Oh, man. Okay. Speaking of, I did the same thing the other day. I was talking to one of our students about something. And I was like, hey, I'm glad you're black. Back. Oh, and he started laughing. And I was like, that's not what I meant. And he was like, I know. But it was just like,
God, was he a black guy too?
He is. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I started laughing. And I was just like, and also, going people hearing things that I don't mean to say or whatever. I was talking to my mom at my son's birthday party yesterday. She was like, hey, your aunt came up to me this summer while we were down at Hilton Head. And she was like, you need to talk to your son. And I mean, I'm not there, right? I'm here. And she's like, mom was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, at Thanksgiving, he said something that was very homophobic and offensive. And my mom was like, what? Doug? like, are you sure? Doug? And she was like, yeah, Courtney heard him say something and she's been very mad at him and offended since. My mom's like, well, one, are you sure, Doug? Are you sure? And then two, what do you want me to do about it? Like, he's not here. He's also an adult. Like, what the you have a problem with them? Go talk to him. But like, also, Doug.
So did she miss hear?
I don't know. She must have misheard something. But apparently, she's been like harboring this resentment towards me, I guess, since Thanksgiving. I'm like, what the fuck did I say?
So you never found out?
No. My mom never found out what apparently it was that they thought I said. But it was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Hey, this here's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking maybe that my balloon gets its own stream, because people just seem to can't get enough of this motherfucker. Yeah. Maybe he'll play some games or something. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. Hey, a Wile E. Coyote movie is in the works at Warner Brothers, and I'm kind of excited about it, as long as it's not live action. If they keep it cartoon or like do a Pixar style, I'm all right with that. Mm-hmm. Were you guys big?
You know what they're gonna? It's gonna be the mix. It's gonna be a live action y CG mix. It's gonna be there'll be real people and then it'll be a CG Roadrunner and a CG Coyote.
I
won't
watch it. I don't want it.
They'll still look exactly like they did in Looney Tunes. Like they, you know, his fur may be a little bit better, but he's still gonna have that very animated look about him. Why you would ever put a human in this movie, I don't know, because there's not unless they somehow make it something about like
Mary.
Like a park.
Did you hear about that fucking coyote? Like, I would love to see like a mockumentary style of this, of like a crew trying to follow him around on his hunt.
That'd be
so funny. It's real people following the coyote around as he tries to capture the Roadrunner.
I'd love for them office style.
The park rangers tipped off to his like location because like fucking UPS trucks keep dropping off shit for him, like in the location.
Just random
from Acme Company.
Yeah. Who is Acme Company? Where do they get all this stuff from?
They do interviews with the CEO of Acme Company and be like, this Wile E. Coyote is just ordering so many things. He's keeping us in business.
Yeah. We sent him a plaque.
We haven't sold anything to anyone else in the last 50 years. It's been all him.
You think he would have gave up by now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's doing out there in the desert, but he's keeping us afloat. I have a really good retirement plan because of him.
We cannot make rockets fast enough.
Yeah. I now live in a huge mansion. I own an island.
God, you know, I really think that the Looney Tunes needs a big revival as well. Like, I think we're ready for it.
Is 2019 the year of bringing back Tasmanian Devil T-shirts?
Oh my gosh, please!
So again, at my parents' house this weekend, my parents have all these photos up of us, and my sister has one of her graduation photos up on the wall. It is like a collage of like family photos and stuff. And my sister in 1999, when she graduated in 2000, has this picture of her, and it's one of those like typical like graduation photos where it's like, here's just a bunch of junk that I like also behind me because this is who I am. And it's all Tasmanian devil shit.
Yep. That was the 90s, man.
And one of my friends was like, what the hell?
Dude, my stepfather has a tattoo of the Tasmanian devil on his arm.
Oh, I bet he does.
I had like a Bugs Bunny, like back to back with like a Daffy Duck shirt or something like that. Like, you know, just like a jersey, like a button up baseball shirt. Oh, man.
You would.
Looney Tunes owned the 90s. I'll tell you that.
I'd love Come that. On and slam.
And well, listen, welcome to the jam.
Yeah, dude.
Makes me think of my brother and me. What was it? Monster Factory. One of the episodes, they did that song and then they just kept slowing it down. So it was like,
oh no.
It was so fucking funny.
Did you guys watch Gravity Falls?
No.
No.
Oh man.
But it has a great cast though.
I'm a huge fan of Gravity Falls because my son was watching it one day, and I walked in, and I was like, why are you watching this?
Morty? Morty?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's the same voice as Morty as the voice of the main character on Gravity Falls.
Is it really?
Morty, Rick and Morty are the same person.
Right, but I mean, it's Morty's voice. It's that voice.
Oh.
So I think it's Gravity Falls, isn't it? I was like, why are you watching? What is this show? He goes, oh, it's Gravity Falls. And I was like, all right, let me see. Let me make sure it's okay for you to watch. And I sat there and I binge watched that fucking show. It's so funny. It's a really, really funny show.
Maybe it's not Gravity Falls. What show am I thinking of? It's not him. Fuck. I was on the wrong show, I think.
But
no, but it's because it's got Kristen Schaal in it. I don't fucking know.
Kristen Schaal, that was in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I know. But I've caught an episode and it was definitely him. Continue. Just keep going.
Well, I mean, there's not much of a story if you guys don't know it because you haven't watched it. But the creator, Alex Hirsch, has just signed a deal over at Netflix to create new TV shows, movies, and all that good shit. So it's watch out for more creativeness from over there. Probably more cartoons. That'd be good. Let's see. Oh, we're going to hop into gaming. But first, this hurts my heart. You know, every once in a while we're sent some keys from devs, and we were sent some this past week for Fear of the Wolves, which is it's a battle royale, right? And it has some AI wolves in it where you can, you know, fuck around and shoot them and stuff like that. This is my official I have to submit this back to them, as you guys know, but this is the official review. I wish that I could tell you something about the game, but there's no one in it. So I did not. I played one match, and that's it. I got into one match, and that's it. And I tried so many times. So, thanks. Fear the Wolves, I guess.
Yeah.
Fear.
You know, look at the chat. Fear
them. What? Why am I looking in the chat? Pop it and then to say I got Jared the Deluxe better pre-order. I'm a DM you the code once. You son of a bitch.
Aww.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
you.
For those that didn't understand what he just said, Caleb pre-ordered Spider-Man for Jared as a get well soon present.
He pre-ordered it, but he didn't pay for it. He just put the $5 down. Yeah. So, Jared, you're going to have to cover the rest.
I still have to pay it.
But did you know you could bring your trades in and you might get, if you bring in like 20 games, you might have enough to pay it off. Unless they're all Madden.
They're all Madden.
Well, then you're going to owe $80 more.
Well, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. Much love.
So maybe you'll get to preload it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you DM it? Just post it on the stream. It's cool.
Yeah. Just put it in the chat for me.
Enter it really fast. It's cool.
just DM it to me real quick so I can put it in tonight.
Slide into his DMs.
Slide into it. Which is awesome. You know what? I really like that that's awesome for the deluxe edition too, because I was looking at the DLC plan that they have and it looks like episodic content with actual separate storylines that look
new
really
characters
cool.
And storylines. Yeah. That's gonna be awesome.
That's fucking awesome. Thank you, dude.
Plus the enamel pin, which is why I pre-ordered it. I am not afraid to admit that.
Awesome.
Because I'm about that enamel pin.
I'm about that pin life.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Microsoft, remember last week we talked about Microsoft doing let me wrap up this up. Fear of the Wolves. I'm going to give it more time, but unfortunately, there's no one to play the game with. It's in also the one match that I did. It wasn't that great. So I just was like, we'll give it another try. We'll give it another go. I'm pulling for the devs anytime, you know, they're soaking their blood, sweat and tears into it. And it sucks when a game just doesn't take off. So, but they should have released it for free instead of charging people. That's the downfall there. Like we're at the point now, where all of these, battle royale games are coming out. And if you're not a AAA studio, it needs to be free. And then you need to make your money off of cosmetics. It's just that simple. Sorry, guys. Microsoft released their subscription plan to for their, where last week we talked about it, where you can get a console, you can get Xbox Live and Game Pass, Gamer Pass, whatever they call it. It's called Xbox Game Pass for a low monthly payment. Yeah. Of like $22 to $32. But Microsoft came out and said that they don't foresee subscription plans becoming the norm for Xbox. But later in the interview, they said that they plan on doing, like, they plan on selling the future consoles and buy subscription at the same time. So it's kind of mixed signals. I was reading up on it a little bit, and so they plan on doing both still, but I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how many people are actually interested in kind of a cell phone plan for their gaming, you know.
Mm-hmm. If it's, I mean, it definitely seems like that's the way to go in a way for people who want a system but can't afford it. I mean, a payment plan, it makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're putting, you know, phones on payment plans. They owe like $800, you know.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting. I wonder if anybody in our network who listens, if anybody has gone into the Xbox store yet to get one, and let us know.
Yeah, please do. I'd like to hear about the experience of it.
I think you have to have credit though, so I think that kills a lot of gamers, right? Like, we don't have.
Well, they said, well, to get the zero financing, you have to be approved by like Dell or something like that, because it's basically a Dell credit card that you're paying off. But like I said, some people qualify for 0% financing or 0% interest, and then some don't. So.
Fantastic says, has anyone tried the Amazon payment plan yet? No, because you have to have a credit card linked, and you have to have to your account, and you have to have 1 year good standing with what's it called, Amazon Prime. But I haven't tried it. I may try it with the new video card when I need it, or CPU.
Yeah, I was thinking that new video card.
Valve has come out and said that they're finally in a place where they can invest and focus on games again, guys.
Yeah, right. They didn't want to fucking see it.
The fuck.
Yeah.
Out of here.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Come on. They're Get saying that because here. Now everyone else is coming out with their Steam type sale service. Yeah. And they're starting to do better. So they're like, okay, cool. I guess we'll get back into gaming.
Yeah, I guess we'll get back into what put us on the fucking map to begin with.
Because then they're losing games because EA Origin's not dropping any games to Steam. Any EA games aren't going to Steam. Now Ubisoft games mostly aren't going to Steam. Then you've got EA. What's the other one? Blizzard, of course.
Yeah. Activision. See, the thing is,
Activision's going Blizzard.
Valve definitely looks at this. You know, their excuse was that they had all their developers working on making sure that Steam was the focus and everything. I'm sorry, but you're making so much fucking money off of Steam. You could hire more devs to make a goddamn video game. Like, it's a separate business. So all this is just PR bullshit that they're saying that, oh, yeah, we wanted to invest in Steam first, but now we can refocus on games. Yay.
Yeah, that's all bullshit.
Yeah. Kev is completely correct. Like, they will need to make, in order to keep people, you know, on Steam and making sure that it's on their fucking computers, you will need Half-Life 3 at some point in the future.
That ship might have sailed at this point, because especially since the main writer basically leaked the plot. What's the point of it being worked on anymore?
I'd say just work on the new right story.
No, just make it completely start over. Just do another Half-Life story.
Great. So they just make another 2 and then leave it alone.
Yeah, basically. Valve don't know what 3 is. Come on.
Let's see. Oh, this is pretty cool. If you do have PlayStation Plus, this was pretty big. We usually don't post this stuff in the show, but this was too good to fucking pass up on. You're getting Destiny 2 and God of War 3 remastered right now in September's free game. So make sure you go pick those up, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the Destiny, the new expansion, like the huge expansion, comes out tomorrow as well, which is, I guess, today for you Tuesday listeners. So that's going to be interesting. I think that's why they gave away Destiny this month, to get more people on board.
Yeah.
Yeah, and God of War 3 remastered is just beautiful. It runs full 60 frames, and it's just a gorgeous looking game that really doesn't even look aged at all.
Well, it's because it's remastered.
Yeah, it's the part of the remastered.
But I'm saying, like, just completely smooth. And like I said, it was gorgeous on PS. It's like Uncharted. It was gorgeous on PS3, and they made it even more gorgeous on PS4.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like that Spyro game when it comes out. It's not going to look anything like it did back when it was on PlayStation 1.
Oh, no.
It's going to, you know. I'm just kidding. I was just poking fun at the whole remaster thing.
Smooth it out, those sharp ass polygons.
I wish that they did. I wish that it looked exactly like it did back on the PS1. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's a remaster. We made it so it fits your 1080p or 4K screen. Duh.
Yeah.
What I am most impressed about is that they actually just entirely rebuilt the game.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing some really funny memes where it's like one of the dragons where they're like, he looks like a nerd, but now it's like Daddy Dragon or something like that because he looks so buff and ripped and like, it's fucking funny.
If you guys are interested in Anthem, you're gonna be loving this one. All future story DLC will not be locked behind any paywalls. Look at EA learning some lessons. Yay.
Still gonna have to buy loot boxes.
Yay. Yeah, they'll still have cosmetics. That game, did you watch the latest trailer? Excuse me.
No.
It looks so good. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like February they're going to have a demo for people who are subscribed to the EA service and stuff. So,
yeah.
Of next year.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to cancel it so I got charged for next month, but I don't mind because I'm actually enjoying the service. Like, it's cool that you get to play these games super early.
Of course you didn't mind because we haven't fucking played the Super Bowl yet.
Oh, you're going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Did you play your playoff game yet?
Are we in the playoffs already?
Yes.
Fuck me. All right.
Yeah, he told you to play the game this weekend.
Yeah, I would have had I not been in Chicago.
You could play your goddamn playoff game.
Yeah.
Battlefield 5 is getting a 1 month delay. They're like, we want to take the time to increase focus on squad play, and we took all your suggestions to heart. Fuck that. The only reason why this is getting delayed is because they had terrible pre-sales because of Call of Duty and because of Red Dead Redemption. They stuck their game in between those two games and the pre-sales were in the toilet. So they're like, yeah, we're going to wait to release. Plus people have been really bitching about women being in the game. That may affect it because of the piece of shit human beings who the guys who will refuse to buy the game because of that. But I don't think that's a huge thing, right? Like, people really aren't that mad over that. I can't see that. I just can't. Maybe they are. I don't know. This is Trump's America, after all. Did I say that? Uh-oh. Didn't mean to say that on the show. there is one last story we're going to talk about before we get out of here. Is that this is... I'm not buying this year's game. Because of last year and what they did to me and how they really fucked me over. So I know you guys aren't into huge sports games, but let me tell you what happened. Okay. I bought 2K18 last year and it's all about getting you to spend more money. And they did get me to do it. They got me to spend more money because you buy the game for $60 and then either A, you can grind out your levels to get your character up to 99 in order to play through the game, or you could buy your levels. And I was like, I don't have the fucking time to grind this out. So I'm going to buy some V coins. Well, I purchased the V coins and I got my guy up to like, he was level 92 and I was playing through the games and having fun. Well, after the first season, I was like, I don't want to play this many games. So I simulated half the year, okay? Half the season. Well, guess whose stats went down? I purchased my stats, and then the computer brought them down based on my performance. And they said, buy more V-Bucks to raise your stats again. And I about threw the goddamn controller. And I said, I'm done with you fucks. I'm not doing this anymore. And I bring this up because there were two, there's two places. Where are the governments here? Belgium. There was two of them. We'll just use Belgium. They said, the Belgian Gambling Commission ruled that, that NBA 2K cannot include loot boxes anymore because it's gambling. Well, EA 2K put out a presser and it says on there, you know, Belgium won't have these loot boxes, but
Netherlands was the other one.
But we urge you to contact your local government and let them know that you want loot boxes.
Shit.
And V-Bucks. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. So that is that's where 2K is at. I'm surprised after all the backlash that all these other companies have been getting because of all this, you know, affecting gameplay purchases and stuff like that. I'm surprised that 2K isn't receiving more shit for this. Yeah. It's a really shitty move. I used to really love this game. I bought it every year, and I'm over it now. So fuck that.
The game itself, like when you're actually like doing an exhibition or something, it's a blast. But yeah, you're
the
right.
Game, the game is one of the most polished
sports
games.
Might as well just take the career mode at that point out.
Yeah. The game itself is one of the most polished sports games that you will ever play in your life. But yeah. It's absolutely ruined out of greed. Absolutely ruined. So
I mean, that's what's going on with Destiny. I was talking, me and Ratty were talking in the chat about it. It's like, so this expansion's coming out tomorrow. If you get the expansion alone, it's $40. Then there's a season pass that's a yearly pass. That's another like almost $40 there. Or actually, I think it is $40. So if you wanted to get like some digital deluxe edition, it's like $80. And all it does is just come with the next chapter and then some other content. But man, it's just Destiny. Really, once they started introducing all these really shitty transactions and like stuff like that, it really killed the community and just lack of missions and replayability, really.
Huh.
Yeah. I know I'm the only one. I quit Destiny 2 a while ago, too, and it sucks because I was the only one out of us that was playing it all the time.
I think Wickton in the chat says, but I bought the season pass. Doesn't that mean I don't get the content any longer?
Nope. You got the first two expansions, which those things squeaked out of their ass and wasn't very good.
Those were tiny.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. And then so this next one that comes out, they're charging $40 for it.
Wow. Absolutely not.
Yep.
Absolutely not. Get out of here.
So wow. that was a bummer.
Yeah, fucking shit, man. Activision, man. That's Activision for you.
Yep, Bobby Kotick got to get that money.
Yep, and so that I thought we were done with season passes too with Call of Duty, and then they were like, "Nope, it's back."
Guess who's back? Back again.
That sucks.
Bobby's back. tell your friends.
Bob, lick my back, lick my back.
I'm sorry.
You don't remember that one at the end of the album where he was like, "Lick my back, lick my back." Dum dum dum.
Just let him tire himself out.
Shouldn't take too long.
Gotta go, guys.
Whoa.
All right, let's get out of here. You guys want to go?
Bye.
Sure.
Yeah, man, I guess so. Man,
under an hour?
No, maybe an hour. You know, last week we said the same thing. We're like, hey, it's gonna be a short show, and then we ended up being about an hour. Almost an hour, like a full show. So that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Hey, we'll stick around for a Q&A. Yeah.
Stick around. Bye. Stick around. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure that you hit us up on that social media. Make sure that you check out our Patreon. And make sure you hit out Discord as well. Make some new friends with us. But until next week, I am Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Love, hugs, and all that bullshit. So.